It was overcast when demolition crews brought down the coal silo outside the Elk Creek mine. Volunteer firefighters and old coal miners watched from a distance and waited. The silence ended when dynamite ripped through the concrete tower, sending shockwaves up and down the valley. There was no cheering after the explosion, just more silence. About 3.5 years ago, a fire started deep in the mine. No one was injured, but they had to seal it shut to try to suffocate the fire. That also meant sealing in equipment worth tens of millions of dollars. A year later, they reopened the mine to try to recover those machines, but the fire started right back up.
Well, it was devastating for everybody. It was very depressing. We made the decision that it was not worth risking life to recover equipment.
That's Mike Ludlow, the president of Oxbow Mining. Hundreds of workers were laid off. One of those miners, Tom Anderson, came back to see the silo come down.
Actually, the first time I saw this silo was in 1974, so I've been in and out of this valley for a long time. It's just the end of mining as far as I'm concerned up here.
He had worked at Elk Creek Mine for 20 years. There, on that overcast hill, his wife Judy was with him.
My comment that I'll just make is what I felt when it came down. Rest in peace.
Well, it's right next to the graveyard here, so I guess it's okay to have a funeral.
Over the coming months, the mine will be sealed shut and covered in topsoil. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.